For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we cover the subject of vitiligo. I have with me Dr. Pearl Grimes and Neil Getz as my guest today to talk about this subject. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dr. Grimes and Neil Getz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Dr. Grimes, let's start with your passion for this work when it comes to work as a leading international authority on vitiligo and pigmentation disorders.
So, Mark, vitiligo has been a major, major focus of my research and clinical career for more than 35 years. And it's my passion, and we've made major strides in work that we've done in looking at the pathogenesis and management of this psychologically devastating disorder. As you probably know, vitiligo is an autoimmune condition. The immune system sends in cells to the skin that attack and destroy the pigment cells, the melanocytes in the skin causing a white patch. So when these white patches appear, it's in stark contrast to the normal skin. The condition is chronic. It can affect any area of the body, the face, the trunk, and the extremities. So it causes profound emotional distress, psychological issues for many patients. And you know, Mark, there's this myth that vitiligo is cosmetic. So it's not a cosmetic disease. It's an autoimmune disorder. And moreover, there's another myth suggesting that it's contagious. So vitiligo, again, is no way contagious. It's a rather classic autoimmune condition, often associated with other autoimmune disorders.
Dr. Grimes, did you have someone personally that caused you to want to go into this line of work?
You know, I've been asked that question many, many times, why I do what I do every day and the hard work that we engage in daily. So the answer is no. I don't have a family member with vitiligo, but I had a professor, mentor who was like a father figure, and he was a giant in vitiligo when I was in training. So he recruited me to come back after my residency and work on a grant with him. And the rest is history. I've never left the area since beginning that very first research project.
That is wonderful.
A long time ago.
Well, that's wonderful that you have offered your expertise and gained this knowledge to be able to help people who are living with vitiligo. And we mentioned we have Neil Goetz with us. Neil, at what age were you diagnosed?
Well, I was diagnosed about 3 years ago, and I suspect it may have started even prior to that. I began to see the classic white patches around my mouth and on the sides of my nose, eventually spreading to my forehead, which completely turned white. Now, I'm of Eastern European descent, fairly pale color, and avoid the sun. So at first, it wasn't as noticeable. But as it got worse, then I really saw it. And my dermatologist at the time said, I don't like the way that looks. I'm going to send you to the leading expert in town on this. And I went to Dr. Grimes. And when she told me that there was a plan we could work on together and set a goal, I burst into tears because I felt, you know, there was hope and there was a name for what I had and that it was real and it wasn't vanity. And I felt a lot better when I got that news.
Let's address that about the vanity issue. And as Dr. Grimes addressed, she said that it's not a cosmetic issue. It is a medical condition. And for you personally, Neil, when you started getting the patches and they would be noticeable to other people, how did it make you feel on the inside to have people observing what was going on the outside?
Good question. Well, I'm in the entertainment industry, and because of that, I attend a lot of functions. Sometimes I'm on the red carpet. Occasionally, I am photographed, and I didn't like the way I looked in the photographs, and I started obsessing about it, and it really made me depressed because I didn't feel I was presenting my best self. And when you feel that way, you don't do your best work, and it was depressing. And I'll share with the audience that I am a survivor of cancer, and when I got the vitiligo diagnosis, that hit me in a different emotional way, because if I look in the mirror, I see the vitiligo every day. When you look in the mirror, you don't see the cancer. It's a secret. So I was constantly reminded, and that depressed me more until I got on a management plan with Dr. Grimes, set my goal, and saw myself inch by inch getting to that goal.
If someone out there right now listening has struggled through their appearance and they can't seem to accept that, what would you say to encourage them to accept how they are, who they are?
Well, you know, it starts on the inside. You have to accept who you are. The vitiligo is not your fault. It is real. Don't listen to your friends. If you notice it and your physician confirms that it is real, then go seek treatment. and get as much knowledge as you can about the disease, because knowledge, I believe, is power. And then set a goal, set your individual goal, work with your physician and work toward achieving that goal. And, you know, when you feel you're going forward, that helps your attitude a lot. And again, as Dr. Grimes referred to, it's an autoimmune disease, and there's lots of things associated with that that are part of your overall health profile. So it's really important to keep on top of that. And if you do, you'll feel better.
Dr. Grimes, as we listened to Neil sharing about his condition, and he talked about the fact that he was brought to tears in a discussion that you had with him, what was it that you offered for him to have that type of emotion come out?
So this is what we do at the Institute, Mark, and this is my mantra. You know, on a day-to-day basis, we see patients who have seen a spectrum of other physicians. They come in with enormous anxiety regarding vitiligo. And we spend a significant amount of time with every new patient, walking them through all aspects of the condition. So you walk in with angst, you leave with hope. And that is what we do with every single patient who comes through the doors at the Vitiligo and Pigmentation Institute of Southern California. We share our expertise and we walk patients through what is available in moving them forward.
That is wonderful. And I hope that there are listeners out there today who are listening and maybe getting a little bit of hope through this program. Right now we're talking to Dr. Pearl Grimes and Neil Getz about vitiligo and pigmentation disorders. And if you'll both stick with me, let's continue on the other side and talk some more about this subject, okay? This interview opportunity is provided by Insight. We're glad to be able to talk to Dr. Pearl Grimes and Neil Getz today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information. Pickle lovers unite. The Rocket City Pickle Fest is coming to the Orion Amphitheater on June 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get your tickets now at theorionhuntsville.com. That's the Rocket City Pickle Fest taking place Sunday, June 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Orion Amphitheater in Huntsville.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about vitiligo. This subject is a subject that Dr. Pearl Grimes has committed her life to. She has a passion for this subject. And we have Neil Getz with us. Neil Getz is an individual who lives with vitiligo. And I wanted to talk to both of them about this subject. Maybe if you are living with vitiligo, you can get some confidence today to know that there are some resources out there to help you. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Dr. Grimes and Neil Getz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much, Dr. Grimes. And Dr. Grimes, with your expertise, let's lay it out again. As a clinical professor of dermatology at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, you have immersed yourself in the subject of vitiligo and gained this experience, which, as I mentioned in the first segment, drew out from Neil this hopefulness, this emotion that there is hope for him living with vitiligo.
That is correct. And it's been a journey.
How have you seen Neil progress through your journey with him?
Well, as I said, Neil came in with significant anxiety and stress regarding his condition. I think, unfortunately, there had been some misinformation regarding his care. So we were able to work with him. And as I said, we were able to get him on a management program, and he's just done phenomenally well. So I think we're both very, very proud of his outcome.
Dr. Grimes, I'm going to share something that I guess it's probably been 20, 25 years ago that stayed in my head when it came to vitiligo. And it was Michael Jackson, the pop star, entertainer, who said he lived with vitiligo.
You know, I think, Mark, my comments regarding Michael Jackson will be very brief. I think it's been very controversial regarding what he actually had, but we do know that he had depigmentation. And there are other things beyond vitiligo that can cause depigmentation, but I will tell you what came out of that story many years ago. I think at the end of the day, when you tease it out, it brought needed awareness to vitiligo. And today we're here in this interview, hopefully generating new and accurate awareness regarding the traumas of vitiligo and moving patients forward with new knowledge regarding how we manage the condition, how we focus on it. And so I think both Neil and I are just so honored to be a part of this story today.
Absolutely.
Neil, what are some other issues that you've had? Because I know that with vitiligo, you can also have some other conditions. Have you experienced other things beyond the skin condition itself?
So far, I'm lucky I have not. But it's interesting because when Dr. Grimes explain to me what vitiligo is, the autoimmune component, et cetera, the hereditary component. I looked back at my family history and some things started to make sense about what other members of my family had experienced. And there was some autoimmune disease in my family, and it all started to make sense. And also the idea of the stress triggers, I could work myself back to an event in my life. So it all just made sense. And again, having the plan was just so key. The plan gave me hope. It gave me patience. And, you know, I will say I was a good patient. I had patience and I stuck with it. And, you know, it's not in your mind when your friends say, why are you going to the dermatologist so much? Well, I'm doing the work. I'm doing my part and I'm sticking with it because I believe and there is hope.
And Neil, I'm going to be upfront and honest from the very word sure. Vitiligo and trying to learn myself. This is a groundbreaking experience for me to be able to talk to both of you. And I know that there are listeners out there who are learning as we speak today. And for you, Neil, when you first found out about this condition, this was not something that was on your radar either, was it?
Not at all. It was some strange thing that you heard about, a celebrity, whatever, and didn't know much about it. People know about other skin issues, but this was something different for me. It was very foreign. It was very scary.
And Dr. Grimes, how do you address that when someone is becoming aware of what they have with vitiligo and this is brand new to them? How do you open up that conversation to discuss with them what exactly they're living with?
It's pretty straightforward for us today, Mark, because we do it every single day. And this is what I call it. I tell my patients, I'll do two things. I ask them, what would you like to get from this consultation today? That's my first question. And then my response is, well, I tell you what, we're going to do vitiligo 101. So my job today as your caregiver is to walk you through this disorder so that you leave with an enormous understanding of what is causing it, how we evaluate you, how we follow you long term, and how we manage you. That encompasses for me vitiligo 101. And moreover, as I mentioned, if you come in with anxiety, you don't leave with anxiety because knowledge is golden. You leave with hope and hopefully renewed hope in moving forward with a condition that can be managed.
Before we close out, Dr. Grimes and Neil Getz, I want you to share, Dr. Grimes, how people can have hope like you have given Neil, how they can connect with you if they want to talk about vitiligo or any other skin pigmentation issue that they have.
Well, Mark, to just summarize, number one, you know, I'm just so happy we're doing this today in partnership with Insight. Neil and I are so honored to join you today. Number two, for any patient listening, go to thisisvitiligo.com. It's a website with enormous information regarding, one, physicians with an expertise in managing vitiligo, many, many invaluable resources. So I can't overemphasize the importance of that information. And again, it's about hope, hope, hope. We're moving vitiligo forward. We've made so many exciting advances. So it's not a future of anxiety. This condition now is a condition with hope, humanity, and health. We move it forward.
And Neil, I want to thank you for being an ambassador for vitiligo. You are giving people hope yourself by stepping out and announcing that you live with this, that it's something that you've had to deal with yourself. And so you are going to be a hero to many people out there who have not found within themselves to be able to vocalize this.
Well, thank you very, very much. That makes me feel very good. And I'm no hero. I'm just speaking the truth based on, medical facts. And you can reach your goal.
And I know you said you're an entertainer yourself. Is there some way that you want to connect with you?
I'm on Facebook, but I work behind the camera. But if you see me, don't be afraid to come up to me and talk.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you all that I know.
Dr. Pearl Grimes and Neil Getz, thank you for joining me today to help share with me, too, to learn more about vitiligo and our listeners today. I appreciate this opportunity to interview both of you provided by Insight. Thank you so much, Dr. Grimes and Neil Getz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. And again, this is vitiligo.com. Use that resource.
Excellent. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you'll go ahead and share this with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference across the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show.
And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.